Tonight we're talking about sociology, the divine imprint. And it occurred to me as I was preparing and studying for this that we cannot put God in the social order built by man and expect it to work. We can't put the kingdom of God into our design because our design is flawed. If it worked, it would have already worked. How many know? The design that man is building society on is fraught with sin. It doesn't work. Someday, no matter where your theology is, if you're pre or mid or post-tribulation, but someday Jesus is coming back to establish his kingdom. And he's going to establish his kingdom for 1,000 years on this planet. And man will continue to marry and bury and work, but Jesus is going to do it correctly. The kingdom of God coming here, how it's supposed to work without sin. During that time, Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, and Jesus is going to show us how this planet's going to work. You and I get to be a part of that. I've already got dibs on the beach. That's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be barefoot and on the beach somewhere, but we're going to be watching this thing work. But lest you become discouraged, if you take the kingdom principles and apply them to your life, how many know they work? Jesus said this. He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added to you." And it's no big secret. If you just do what Jesus tells you to do, it works. Now that takes everybody in the home. Some of us are having to deal with unbelievers that we live with or close to us and relatives and family that we just want to say, if you'll do it the way God says. And he's going to make mention of Job chapter 12. In Job 12, Job says, "Ask the animals and they will teach you. Or the birds of the air and they will tell you." Jesus tried to say that in the New Testament. He said, the birds of the air don't toil, or the flowers of the field don't toil or spin. The birds of the air, they're taken care of. How many know if we just apply the kingdom of God to our lives, it works? But so often we take our principles and we say, "God bless them," and he can't do it. You know, we look at the solar system, the tides, the human body, the design of the chicken egg even. It's amazing. When you stop to think, you know, last week we heard Del Tackett say there's 10,000 pores. Maybe it's tonight. I've already seen it. 10,000 pores on the shell of an egg. How many know there's little, so the chick inside can breathe? And then there's an air pod. Think tonight he'll talk about it. It's amazing. Amazing how God thought all these things out. He's going to talk about labor, church, state, community, and the relationship between man and his maker tonight as well. And one of the things that occurred to me is if we would just, it's very simple, if we would just follow the guidelines of the kingdom, this whole thing would work. But you know what we're fighting is this. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places that want to make this thing not work. And so far they've done a pretty good job. How many know revival is coming? One of the things that true revival does is it changes the whole society. Atmospheric revival changes the whole society. Everything is stopped and everything is under the wing of God. And we've seen it down through history. I can't wait. I'm waiting for that. I'm not talking about revival as a sign in the yard or something we do for 3 or 4 months and go back to normal, whatever that was. When revival comes, it's going to change forever the way we do things. Now, I believe God's going to do that before the return of Jesus Christ. I believe he's coming back for a glorious bride without spot and without wrinkle. And we get to be a part of that as well. Isn't that exciting? Del Tackett does a much better job than I ever could, so let's listen to this sociology of the divine. Greatest lies of society is I hear it all the time. What does my private life have to do with my leadership? And I submit it has everything to do with your leadership. And we think this just started a couple years ago. You know, I was just sitting here thinking of President John F. Kennedy, one of the biggest womanizers that ever occupied the White House, but yet we hold him in high esteem. Quiet in here. Dr. Martin Luther King, one of the great leaders, African-American leaders, was a great womanizer. Come on, somebody. God wants the nuclear family. God wants the husband and wife to be in order and the family to be in order. And when it's not, everything begins to fall apart. It builds from the inside out, not from the outside in. We wonder why we have problems like we do today. In the African American community, 78% of births are to single parents. It's a mother, no father. Wonder why we have the problems we do. Because social order has been so out of order, that's why we have what we have. What does that do for us? How do we change that? It's almost overpowering. But what we can do is in individual lives, in families that are represented here, we begin to put things in order. If they're not in order, then we begin to put things in order. We have to. And how do we go about that? That's the big question. And it's not really a difficult answer. Early on when I was first saved, we had a marriage to rebuild. I had people in my life that said, "You're a terrible husband. You know, yeah, you never go anywhere. You think you got a call in your life? You have no call in your life. Because your wife and your children are out of order." And I remember the greatest day of my life is when my wife came to me and said, "You're my pastor." I had to work at that. And I wasn't pastoring a church, nowhere near it. Now, how many know our families are of most importance? And it's never a negative to take the divine imprint that Dr. Tackett talked about and superimpose it on our family. It's never a negative. Submission, love, laying down our lives for one another is never a negative. It's always a positive. Why? Because we're reflecting what God intended when he said, "Let there be light," and on in his creation. We are reflecting his glory. What are some of the ways that the families are under attack today? What are some of the ways that families are under attack? How? What kind of society do we live in where a boy can't ask a girl out anymore because now he's a sexual predator, but two guys can kiss in public? Come on, someone, that's true. Now, I have all kinds of values as far as how old do you let kids date and love and all of that. But how many know it's just a natural thing for a boy to be attracted to a girl? Say, "You're cute, can we go out?" Can't do that anymore. But two guys can hold hands and kiss in public, and if you say anything, all of a sudden you hate people and you're... It had to start somewhere. How else are families falling apart? How many see a lot of people addicted to this right here? Biggest addiction in the world right now. And very private. And you can be addicted to pornography and nobody even knows. You don't have a subscription to Playboy. You don't have anything you have to hide. Just your personal account on your phone. And it's breaking families up all over the nation. How else are families being torn apart? Divorce. Living together, yeah. How else? What's the elephant in the room? How else are marriages being, and families being torn up? Abuse, verbal, physical. Abortions. How about God? How about God's not in families? So very important to have God in the midst of the family. Marriages are being torn apart because God's left outside. We're just talking about that again today. A church member or a church goer, a Christian, is called a Christian if they go to church once out of every 8 weeks now. Come on, somebody. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. But how many know we need one another? How are we supposed to learn how to submit to God if we're doing it on our own? Can't do it. We've got to be one. We've got to be together. And somehow we have to promote that in our society. We have to promote it. We've silently allowed people to make up their own minds. We've allowed the kingdom of God to be superimposed on these imprints that we see all around. The addictions and the pornography and the social media and all of that. We try to take the kingdom of God and superimpose it, and no, it's not going to work. That has to be in the imprint of God. And it begins with repentance. And how are people supposed to know if they don't hear? And in the name of being right, we've allowed society to do what they want to do. After all, we live in a free country. People are free to do. But we don't talk about these basic principles that make things work. What I started out this today, one day Jesus is going to come and he's going to establish his kingdom. And he's going to show us for 1,000 years what it was supposed to be like. And it's going to be perfect. Scriptures say the deserts will bloom. Babies will live to 1,000 years old. Come on, someone. One day that's going to happen. But it doesn't have to be off in the future. Right now, it works. If we work the plan, it'll work. If we take that divine imprint that's shown to each of us when we get saved. It's not rocket science. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Who's your neighbor? Look right beside you. And if we make it work from here out, we'll change the world. But if we're limping along, I don't mean to pick on anybody, but if you can't run your family, nobody wants you to run anything else. Come on, somebody. The world's a mess. And the way we're going to straighten out that world is just believe that God is going to. And what are we talking about? We're talking about practical atmospheric revival. Practical atmospheric earth-changing, life-changing revival that we're praying for. Father, we join in Dr. Tackett's prayer tonight. God, we see the order. It's so very simple. That your plan work out, Father, the Son submitted to you, the Holy Spirit sent by you. Father, help us to adjust our lives accordingly. Lord, if any of us in this room need to make adjustments, Lord, help us. I think every one of us can say, boy, I need to strengthen this up and I need to submit that to you, Lord. So, Father, let it begin here. Let this revelation that we're getting from this study, the Truth Project, let the truth prevail. Father, let us see the change even in our own community. Lord, in our school system. Lord, in our interpersonal relationships that we have. Father, we submit all this to you. It's a tangled web. And Lord, only your Spirit's going to be able to work it out. And so we just submit to you and we thank you. Father, work it out in our lives. Wherever we need to strengthen, help us strengthen. We give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.